gonna start over. I'm gonna tape over all the above. This thing has got an underlying bunch of stuff so that when I have to start it and stop it while I'm driving, some of the underlying tape, which is a Service Employees International Union seminar tape, was what it was. Some of it may bleed through from spot time to time, and you may hear other little voices. I'm starting over. I got a bunch of garbage on here for about an eighth of an inch. It's June the 2nd. It's 13 hours. I'm driving. I'm in search of a restaurant. Last time I tried Denny's up in this neck of the woods, I didn't get served, so I'm not going to try it again. I gotta not do that. That'll get me dingy real fast if I do that very much. I've in the letter that I've already sent, sort of a covering letter, the last page on all the stuff that I sent Morgan. This is gonna be both third person and first person Morgan. I think I mentioned that, good, I've forgotten what I was trying to say, which I guess just means I'm real tired, dumb. Well, the only place I've found to eat along here, a father and son family restaurant, how nice, is Deader Than a Doornail. Picked a bad street. Okay. Back to these tapes that I mentioned that are full of everything, including the kitchen sink. The only reason I could imagine that I should send them for the archives would be if I didn't live long enough to write the stuff that's important that's in them. And destroy the stuff it isn't. And at least that's off the top of my tired head here at the moment. However, what I was thinking of when I found them was running one by you every now and then. Ah, here's another car looking for a live restaurant. Maybe. Guy's drinking a beer. How nice. God, I'm scattered. Probably look like a Vice Squad cop sitting here with my little tape recorder and my earphones. Oh, blue. Well, I've gone back to the beginning, and I'm now doing about as bad as I was before. Not quite. I was thinking in terms of sending you one every so often because, I mean, instead of all at once. And I never, of course, I didn't never dreamed of the boon that you could get them copied for me. I've been trying to find the time and, well, I get my head together and find out where this other place is. They told me that there was a Tams in Garden Grove somewhere who possibly had a duplicator, a tape duplicator. And so soon as I got through this thing with Sandy and getting her to the convalescent hospital and stuff, and I was going to check that out. Mainly, I should write, shouldn't I? Well, the tapes have got a bunch of resource material. Now, the number three tape that I was listening to this afternoon, I listened to a couple of them yesterday. Well, that takes time. Took me 90 minutes to make one. It's going to take me 90 minutes to listen to one. That's the bad thing about tapes. It's going to take anybody else 90 minutes to listen to one. And you have to wade through a bunch of trivias and eeks and ochs. Because I do this stuff while I'm driving, you know. Sort of. Or I started this back, Morgan, I started doing this back when I couldn't write. That's happened twice. Yeah, okay. Let's make this a letter to you and try to give you some of the background here. In 1979-80, I got myself into such a severe depression that I couldn't write. I literally dug myself a hole and was sliding into it. And Marcia helped me keep my sanity through that period and or stay alive. And I believe I addressed that on this number three tape. And so it's an important tape because it goes into my current beliefs about suicide for myself. Well, this place, it's got cars driving through it, and I think it would be nice to have a restaurant. Either that or it's a rendezvous. I got a whole empty parking lot back here. Yeah, I'll have to dust off that number three tape again. Because that's, I would like to, right at the moment, share it with just you. Because, I have to think about it. I think when you're doing something like this, if you're trying to get back into writing and you got one person that's willing to help you, willing to save your material, and maybe, I don't know whether you have the time, that's the thing, that's what makes me hesitant. I know all of you are very busy with your project, and I'm sure you're all gainfully employed during the day. That seemed evident. Photographers and stuff like that there. So I don't want to, you know, take advantage of you. I don't want to burden you. You're going to have to tell me what's too much, you're going to have to let me know. Be honest with me about it. I could, here I'm thinking out loud here, but it seems to be the only thing I can do right now. I'm too tired to write, that's for sure. I'm parked. I obviously can't do this driving. I'm too tired to. What I could do is trust you with my life, which is sort of what I'm already doing, but even more so, and send you all these tapes, see? And then you could duplicate them for me. Two sets. And you can keep one set for now. And I could have one set for Marcia while I brood about it, think about it. And God knows there's some stuff on some of the tapes that should get up there eventually. And there's a bunch of other stuff that shouldn't. Okay, now where am I at here? I could send you all the tapes, and you could send me back, I don't care. You could keep the originals, I don't know what the quality is. I don't care if you keep the originals. So long as I have two sets. No. How's that gonna work? I've got to duplicate the stuff I got on them, you know. Snarl. Well, I don't know. I'm sure you'll figure that out for me. And then, yeah, you probably better send me back the original and put whatever squiggles, yeah. Put whatever squiggles you needed on one set, and then I'd get my originals on another set. Well, I'd have to have, of course, the numbers on them, or I would not be able to keep them straight. At least the number of the tape inside. Okay? And then you, with one set in your little paws, I could refer to... Is that necessary? I don't know. Yeah. Exercise and futility here. I don't know whether this material is that valuable or important. Although it is to me in trying to put something together. Okay. What I started to say was, once you have a set in your possession with the numbers and the sides properly identified, I could refer to whatever tape I'm working with. And then if you had the time, you could refer to that tape. Because this is a bunch of tapes here, kid. I'm missing tape 4. That must be a good tape. It must have been a really interesting tape. It's missing. I've got a little teeny bitty tape cassette suitcase here that I bought back here in the middle of the crisis. And let's see what's in it right this minute. 7. October the 17th. And then there's one November the 26th. Well, that looks like the last of whatever. And I've got bags of these things that I need to go through. And I don't know. Let's see, whether it's advisable or smart or makes any sense to send you all of this without personally knowing what's on it before I send it. God, my first one I've got X-rated. The language on it is, it's blasphemous. But let me give you my, I don't know what your beliefs of God are, but let you give me give you mine at the outset. God, whatever he or she may be, organizing principle, purpose, when you experience him, her, it, is very personal and defies any kind of description of a loving presence. Now, we being finite beings will never have be able to comprehend God, which is infinite mind. That's my definition. That's the definition of Sandy, I think. That was the definition we had in the Prosperous. And Del and Phil and Billy and Marcia. At least that was one of the definitions that we used. God's a very personal thing. You know, the concept of God differs, of course, person by person. And we will none of us ever have an accurate concept because our concepts are finite and God is infinite. My current concept that I believe is that God is totally non-judgmental and that he will give you eons to screw around. Now, there are some quarters where they do not believe, that is not believed to be true, but anyhow, an awful long time, he will give you lots and lots of lives to figure it out. And bottom line to me is that he will let you fuck your life up till you're sick and tired of having a fucked up life. You know, when you get tired of life after life that's full of pain and futility, if that's what you're doing, life after life, you'll say, yep, God, there's got to be a better way. Sure enough, then you're teachable. So, anyway, on one of the tapes, I don't think that was number 3 tape. Yeah, I think it was on number 1 tape, where one of my friends had shared his screaming to God, and calling him all kinds of bad perverted type names until he felt better. And he happened to catch me at a good time one night. I was in the middle of an asthma attack, and I wasn't. I was kind of hanging on, but when I got so tickled at his very real and present pain, and the way he'd expressed it, it brought on an asthma attack. Anyway, I thought I'd try it, and I did in the middle of that tape. I think that was tape 1. But any outsider, any quote-unquote religious person who ever heard that would, could be simply horrified. Anyhow. So, What have I got here? God, time flies when you're blathering along here. Say, I'll have to think on this a tad. Maybe send you one at a time. Because, supposing they got lost in the mail. Ha! That'd be neat, wouldn't it? Well, it's 5:40. June the 3rd. Oh boy. We're on our way to breakfast. Hopefully a meeting. Unless I get too carried away with this. I taped a bunch of stuff last night after I went to bed, and I guess I'm not used to this unit enough, or else I was just too tired, and so I must have had it on play instead of record. So when I went to listen to what I had this morning, the last portion, you know, after I stopped blathering about whether I was going to send you all the tapes or one at a time, there's nothing there. Oh, God. I guess I wasn't supposed to said what I said or recorded what I recorded. Anyway, that's probably what happened. I had it on play. In the dark, I had it on play instead of record. My hands aren't used. My hands don't have it memorized yet. You know, like field stripping. A gun in the dark. See, I fed the kitty. Breakfast, except that I want to get something to eat quick. Didn't eat lunch and I didn't eat supper last night. And that gets me to where I can't eat. So I'm really grateful to wake up this morning in a halfway better shape. Where if I think if I get down there at that restaurant fast enough, I can't eat. I'm just waking up here. Whoops, tilt. Too late. Bring them up. I was talking last night about the fantasies. I was trying to noodle a new thing. And that helps me. I don't know whether anybody else should have to put up with it or not. In my letter, I think I referred only to Green Shirt with no details, and a giant black man with as many details as I could remember, missing the whole center portion of his story. But what I was what was important, what I was looking for, was the symbolism of it. And I remember from memory, and that's redundant. I said that, in the letter, I said that betrayal was the essence. Well, was the essence of his rage, which was monumental. It was overkill. Although, I don't think it's totally unreasonable if you have a situation where you can transform into any kind of a number of kind of things. If you're a black man and you have been severely damaged, and this makes you crazy. In his case, bottom line was he was emasculated and he didn't get to fair lady. He had to think about all the ramifications of slavery, even trying to get out of the trap was a trap. And so it certainly seemed reasonable to him and his pain that wiping out the whole damn white race would be a good thing. Because everywhere he went was the misery. Well, relating that to this life, as I think I said on the tape that didn't get recorded last night, I don't think, what do I know, God, I don't think a couple of near-death batterings is worth all that rage. This life, maybe it is. But I have released that as good as it gets, and a lot of it's still there. So I have to look at what didn't get released, and mainly what didn't get released was what didn't get accepted. You can't release something until you accept it, that it happened. And consequently, I don't have all my story, therefore. Of course, the pieces over and above the whole story with Nelson, which I know, at least in fantasy, I wish that I knew the dynamics of that family. I wish I had some first-hand understanding of how a family like that would operate. And I was an only child due to the fact that my father died when I was a baby. My mother didn't. My mother would have had more children. She was built for, physically she was built to have babies, emotionally and mentally and every otherwise she wasn't. She wasn't well enough. I just watched a thing go by. It's 12 o'clock with June the 3rd on TV. I'm trying to get out of here and get something to eat and pick up some stuff for Sandy. And well, anyway, I saw a thing go by on TV. Or, I've forgotten her name, damn, I know it as well as my own. Anyhow, this actress was playing in some movie called There Were Some Times, Dear, which is apparently a woman with her husband with Alzheimer's disease. And they did one terrifying little film clip from it. And Shirley, I think that's her name, first name, was being interviewed with another lady. And they were talking about parts that they had done that were well, it made a great impact on their lives. And the thing she said was, God. One of the women that had, I don't know if it was the woman in the play or whether it was in literature she'd read. They were talking about them not recognizing their spouses and the woman trying to deal with this when it was clearly be out of hand. And the bottom line was that she said, if he could, would only tell me one more time that he loves me. Of course, the poor man is obviously clear beyond that, you know, he doesn't know who she is, and he's quite violent, and in a completely other world. I was thinking yesterday evening when I was talking to you for a few minutes, and what you said you were willing to do on helping me with these tapes, and I said I was going to have to hang up and cry, which didn't happen. But wasn't due to the situation here, maybe it was actually, but it was triggering the feelings. And the sort of thing that'll make me cry is sudden, unexpected, great kindnesses, or seeing great beauty, sometimes on some of the nature shows, marvelous photography and the great beauty that we get to see of the wildlife, their little birds and their little nests, and things that we would never be able to see no matter how far we traveled on our own, the average person would never see. Anyhow, things like that make me cry. And that thing that I just recounted about the woman with the husband with Alzheimer's, that nearly made me cry. Because I was looking at Sandy so grogged out yesterday, and told Marcia, so lucky she recognized me, for God's sake. And she has been, we'd just begun to kind of get communication back together these past few months. And onto a positive level. And communication has been pretty clobbered here for some time until very recently. And don't do any better talking about this, Morgan, than here now with this tape machine, than I do with anybody else. Matter of fact, I don't usually try. And I think, well, I don't know. I really thought, remember which tape it was on, it's within the first three tapes. I thought when it went to brain tumor that she wasn't going to be here long because I didn't think she was going to want to fight it, knowing her attitudes about great debilitating diseases. But that turned out to be a wrong judgment on my part. Fortunately, of course, the brain tumor was not affecting her mind, it was affecting her motor responses. And once the radiation checked that, and she saw it took effect, and she was able with a great deal of effort to raise her hand and to see that there was hope that she could get her right side functions back, then she really, really, really struggled with it. And it was a marvelous fight. Now, well, I suppose the reports will be in with today or tomorrow or the next day as to what the cancer is doing, whether it's moving or standing still or what. But I know she's tired. This last month has just been a bear cat for her. And me too, but consequently, because I care. And I live here and I care. And I don't know. Manuela was so kind on the phone, but I guess it was only one time I called, and she said call any time that I wanted. But of course, as you know, that's not something that I can do without going broke. And you are concerned about that, so I'm going to try to do whatever I do by tape and by writing. Although my eyes are giving me a lot of trouble here lately, I probably should try and get an appointment sooner than one is due with my ophthalmologist, because I have been doing a hell of a lot of reading lately, and for me, a hell of a lot of writing. Writing on the typewriter is infinitely tiring to my eyes, just infinitely tiring. I think it's when I've got trifocals, and I probably haven't got it the right distance. I'm not used to, well, I know how to type, touch typing. It's not something I have done in quite a while, especially with trifocals. And I think, anyway, that's neither here nor there, but the right eye is got a cataract, and he said it would probably be 6 months to a year before they could think about doing anything for it, which means I damn well got to keep up my Kaiser payments, because that operation is worth probably a minimum of $3,000, $5,000, probably about, I think it's about a $5,000 deal. Anyway, my feelings for Sandy and situation that she's in. We'll probably have to wait till after she's gone. And hell knows how long that'll be. Unless I figure out some way to let them out a little at a time. I'm sort of appalled on some of these tapes, you know. Sounds like wall-to-wall self-pity. That's a terrible way to sound. It is a matter of survival here, of doing the best I can for her, and still surviving myself. Watching that little, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't hurt to see that. That might let some feelings out. I can, types of things I usually trigger off on, if I'm able to, you know, if I need to cry, would be a plot in a movie, or some portion of a movie that I'd identify with, to where I could cry about what was going on in the picture. Anyway, I know I'm not going to want to hear this running in back. Gad. What I've been trying to do with the writing, I suppose, is just a matter of avoiding the reality that I'm in right now. And I'm going to have to start connecting some better with the reality than I'm doing right this minute. You mentioned somewhere, I think it was the first time I called, you knew I had a lot of things to do. Well, yeah, I do. I know I ain't doing them. But on that letter, if you ever get it, the last batch that I sent, I had thought that if I could write enough to become involved with these stories again and to care about them getting written, that was the thing to do. Because I don't know how bad this can get. I truly hope I can get her over there, or help get her over there to the Beverly Manor. Because she was saying yesterday that she was just, she doesn't use the word prayer. But anyhow, she's really concentrating on that. And she dreamed that she was there. They held a place for her. Well, with Kaiser screwing around with what they will pay the first 30 days or they won't. Because she doesn't need skilled nursing care. you shit. Well, she sure doesn't need a gorilla to take care of her. She needs something between just plain, I don't know, that hits me on a level I can't afford to get too mad at, because I can't change it. Right now she's got skilled nursing care. And I pray that she will have the best nursing care for as long as she needs it. I think they're giving her too much stuff. I don't know which is worse, being out of your mind with unbearable pain. Well, you just, you know, that's not tolerable. You can't do it. You know, that gets you into insanity when you're in that much pain. On the other hand, if they flip-flop over to the other side and they give you too much drugs, depending on how long you have to live, well, too many drugs can screw up your mind too, and they can kill you. And Marcia seems to think I can do something about that, but I don't see what the hell I can do about that. Unless I can connect with Sandy. I don't know. I'm back to not. I have one hell of a character defect, you know. I mean, I got lots of them, but this is the major one to me. And that is the, like, whether I'm writing, needing to write to somebody,